Welcome to the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Coming up, a preview of the dance department's Fall Fusion concert coming up tonight. But first, technology continues to change the way we live and learn. From banking to communications, new web-based and mobile applications have a greater than ever reach into how we go about our lives. The technology team at the University of Louisiana at Monroe has been making changes in the way students and the community interact with the university and each other. Joining me to talk about it are Director of Web Services Lindsay Wilkerson and Web Application Programmer Richard Peacock. Lindsay Wilkerson, how has technology changed the way the university communicates both with the public and internally, both here on campus, but also with potential and future students?
First of all, internally, the technology has allowed our students, faculty, and staff to do their jobs more efficiently. They're able to do their job more productively just by using some internal computing systems, whether it could be anything from ordering supplies and materials they have, to how they actually interwork with the website and do other things. I mean, everything's becoming done online in some capacity anymore, whether that's on a website or an internal system that the university has set up. Just as important externally, I think, you know, obviously the website's our main presence that a lot of people go to, but the new innovations with the mobile app just makes it to where you have it on the go. All those things put together, the university looks for technology to not only help itself internally and be more productive, more efficient, less cost, but also get its message out and talk about, hey, this is what ULM is all about.
Well, let's talk about the change in how that message has gotten out, because 10 years ago, there were press releases that got faxed places. Now you've got press releases on the website, you've got the mobile app. Richard Peacock, how has the technology changed how the university gets its message to the general public even?
For starters, it's much more immediate. You know, you no longer have to wait for the fax machine to spin up and print off the message and people to rip it off and then type it up on their systems. Whenever it's purely electronic, it can go from our computers directly to external media outlets with very little change, or of course they can tweak it however they want. So just right from the start, we have that advantage that of the immediacy of using electronic means to get the messages out.
Now, Richard, you're part of a team that developed that mobile application. How are people using it?
Well, from what we've been able to see from our statistics, people use it every day. It's mostly students, though there are a lot of faculty and staff that are using it. But from surveys that we ran earlier in the year, we found that almost 80% of our students have a smartphone in some capacity. So what we found from our statistics is a really high percentage, nearly 90% of those 80% are using it at least once a week. We know that students are using it to check their grades, using FlightPath, look up their schedules. They're using it largely for their email. One of the most popular features in the app that people like is reading the athletics feed. We just added in a KXUL streaming app so that students can listen to the student-run station here on campus through the mobile app.
And that one that has had online listeners throughout lots of different parts of the country, now that also available to the community streaming too.
That's right. KXUL was streaming for several years before, you know, the mobile app came along. And of course, it was always possible that someone could just pull up their mobile phone and head over to KXUL.com and try it out. By putting it in the mobile app, we're closely binding it with ULM's mobile future, basically, and also just sort of reminding students that it's out there. You know, I would guess that a lot of students probably didn't realize that it could be streamed mobily, but whenever you pull up the app and you see that icon on the home screen, it's just there as a daily reminder.
Lindsay Wilkerson, how is this technology worked to build better relationships and to build relationships more quickly with students and potential students? I mean, we're looking in terms of recruitment.
Well, one thing I think that helps us build relationships with students and potential students is that one of the things that the guys did when they developed the app with when we decided what needed to be in the app was one of the things where students can get the information they want to find out about ULM and decide, hey, I want to come to this university. For example, they can look up scholarship information. They can look up, as Richard pointed out, through FlightPath, they can look at course schedules, see what's involved in a major, to find out, hey, I really would like to get into this field of study. And so all those things are in the mobile app, and those are things that, yes, they can go to our website and get it, but more than likely they're going to do the mobile app, and so it's right there. So anything they want to know about us, they can pretty much get through the app, and that's the key. That's the thing that makes it really functional.
I want to give each of you a shot at this question. I know that you've got things working already, but where do you see technology taking communication for the university? Richard Peacock, I'll start with you.
Well, I think it's really important for any university to be on the cutting edge of technology. I think that whenever the general public thinks of a university, they think of an institution of learning and education, and part of that means always pushing boundaries and always being in the front. And I see that, you know, as technology comes along, most technology that comes out really seems to be geared towards communication, you know, social networking, cell phones, things like that. It's always about human communication. And I think that that will only help us in the future as we embrace that. And I think as the university is able to reach out into more areas of communication, Facebook, for example, I think that we just can reach more and more students at an earlier and earlier age.
Lindsay Wilkerson, same question to you. What do you see on the horizon for technology with the university?
I mean, I can reiterate what Richard said because he was right on target. I also think one thing that's in the future is we as an institution need to take whatever technology is out there and is cutting edge, as he pointed out, and figure out how we can utilize it. That's our task. That's our challenge. And at the same time, making sure that when we do utilize it, it works across a broad spectrum, whether it's the high school student who's not even thinking about college right now to an older student who maybe is thinking about coming back to school or getting maybe a master's degree, because those folks are becoming very technology savvy too. So it's just not about having the sexy app and that. That's really important, but it's how do you use it? That's really what it's all about. And that's where I think the technology, whatever's out there, is going to be. I don't have a magic wand. I don't think we'll get to the point where we implant a chip in someone's head. One day, yes.
Lindsay Wilkerson is the Director of Web Services here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Richard Peacock is a web application programmer. Gentlemen, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.